Higher levels of ethanol are still being detected at the crash site, and low levels have been found downstream. U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service officials will continue monitoring the Upper Mississippi River National Wildlife and Fish Refuge through the spring and until water samples show the site is entirely cleaned up. District Manager Rich King says it's unclear if there have been major fish kills since the river is frozen over. He says they're testing mussels found in the area, which is home to endangered ones.
If the ethanol levels were high enough for long enough, it could potentially impact species on the bottom of the river, like mayflies, which could indirectly affect birds by less food being available for them.
Rail traffic is moving once again on the CP line where the derailment occurred. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.